Would it or wouldn't it be a good time for a reggae edition of the DJ Sessions? Jamming. The thing that jamming was the thing of the best. What a bum bum, bum bum de la, bum bum. Bum. Howard Flaga Duperly is DJ and host of the Reggae Ride on WDNA in Miami. He is back with us once again. Hi, Howard.
Hey, Jeremy. Glad to be back.
It's great to have you. And for people who don't spend a lot of time listening to reggae and maybe all they think of is Bob Marley, just remind us, it is a lot broader than that. What are the characteristics of reggae?
Oh, my gosh. Especially today. I mean, reggae is all over the world. In every nook and cranny, there's no space on earth that exempt from reggae. So what's interesting is the influences are spot on. You could tell that a lot of these artists, whether they're internationally or even in certain countries, they have studied the genre and put a blindfold on you, and you'd never know that they're not necessarily from Jamaica.
But Jamaica is still the headquarters of reggae.
Absolutely. The reggae capital of the world.
Okay, good. Well, let's get to some of the music. This is 410 San Miguel. It's by Mista Savona featuring Ernest Ranglin. So Ernest Ranglin, who you hear there on the guitar, is 86 years old, from Jamaica. He's played with Jimmy Cliff. He's played with Bob Marley. Tell us about him.
Well, Ernest Ranglin is even more than that. He taught all of those guys that you've just mentioned and more. And he's regarded simply as one of the greatest guitarists in the world, not just for reggae music. As a matter of fact, the great Les Paul, among others, hung out with Ernest Ranglin for tips and on how to maneuver those fingers on those chords.
And he's playing here with Mista Savona, who is much younger.
Correct, right. Mista Savona, by the way, is Jake Savona. He's an Australian musician. He's dabbled in producing music. And what he's done with this album, the album is titled Havana Meets Kingston, is very remarkable. What he did was he gathered a group of legendary Jamaican musicians and Cuban musicians. He took them all to Cuba at the famed Arieto Studios. That's where Nat King Cole and in its heyday back in Havana, all the greats went to record. And the track we just listened to, 410 San Miguel, is actually the address for the studio. So that's Ernest Ranglin's selection on that particular album.
Okay, the next one you brought us is called It's You. This is by the Emetarians.
All I need, some freedom, feel me so. Sometimes be left alone. Oh, 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 my own. But sometimes to feel love is all I want. Be surrounded by the ones who make me feel at home.
Should have preceded this segment with a segment about rum drinks, because right now that's what I feel like I need listening to this. But tell us about these singers.
Well, I'll tell you, I was actually at VP Records. VP Records, by the way, is the largest distributor of reggae music in the world. And I was actually at the offices one day, and I heard that particular track, and I had never heard it before. And I said, who is that? And of course, they introduced me to the Emetarians. It's a roots harmony group from out of Spain. And basically, again, they have studied reggae music. They have studied the history of reggae music and some of the iconic players, groups like the Abyssinians. And you can hear some of those harmonies in what they're delivering there. But I think what's refreshing about them is the approach. The approach is a little bit more lively. They're fresh, unassuming, and they're just simply naturally talented.
And they're from Spain.
They're from Spain, that's right.
Well, the next one is Kenyatta Hill. This is Stop the Fussing and Fighting.
It's a shame to see the people fighting in the streets. Drawing guns at each other for nothing at all. Blood came splashing all around, from town to town, around and around, you know. Do cha please, stop them, I pray, while I call my virgin, say stop. Please, fussing and fighting, brothers. Stop, please, fussing and fighting, brothers.
So what is he singing about here?
Well, first of all, Kenyatta Hill is the son of the legendary Joseph Hill. Joseph Hill was the founder of the group called Culture, Roots Harmony Trio, who's just simply legendary, on the same level as Bob Marley. And I know some people might think that's sacrilegious to say that, but the only difference between Bob Marley and a group like Culture is obviously Bob Marley had the marketing mechanism and the promotional mechanism behind him. So the late Joseph Hill... passed away a few years ago in Germany, and this is his son, Kenyatta Hill. And this particular track is talking about some of back in the 70s when the political strife was stirred up in Jamaica, and you had all kinds of fights and violence and stuff like that. That's what Joseph Hill was talking about at the time. Stop the fussing and fighting. Let's all get together. And so this is his son, Kenyatta Hill, with his take on Stop the Fussing and Fighting.
Seems like reggae can be a family business. You think
it
about
is.
Ziggy Marley, the son of Bob Marley.
Absolutely.
Okay, the next one you brought us is called Burn Babylon. This is by Newtown Kings featuring Silford Walker.
Jump up. Silford Walker and the Newtown Kings. Sitting in my cloud, I done no harm. Establishments disrupt my meditation. Yeah. Peace in my spirit despite the sirens. As the fire walk, I'm searching for my medication. Tell me why the fire's burning bright for me.
Please, please, can't you help me to see?
Cause I ain't trying to do no harm to nobody.
Just like Mr. Walker said.
Yeah. It's a long, 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 long. It's a long time, I wanna burn up the calorie.
So, Newtown Kings are from Essex in the UK. Silford Walker is from Jamaica.
Correct. And Silford Walker, by the way, is a veteran in the business. And that particular track, Burn Babylon, is just one of the iconic reggae releases of all time. And what's interesting here is you've got a nine-piece group of young Brits. The name is, they're called Newtown Kings, inviting a legend like Silford Walker to come in and do a remix of the original classic Burn Babylon. And it is well done. And the group, again, you know, when reggae was exported, the first port of exportation was actually in England, Birmingham. And so the British Jamaican thing with reggae music goes way back.
Howard, for people who are not huge reggae listeners, it does kind of transport you, doesn't it? You feel like you're on the beach.
It does, you know, and we see this all the time. Folks will go to Jamaica for a vacation, and they come back and they start buying reggae music,
right.
They start listening to reggae music, and before you know it, in short time, they are huge reggae fans. And that's what that music does. It has the power to actually just simply captivate you.
That's Howard Duperly, a.k.a. Flaga, DJ and host of the Reggae Ride on WDNA in Miami. Great to have you as always. Thanks so much.
Jeremy, thank you so much for having me again. My pleasure.
I wanna know the reason why.
And you can find the names of all of Flaga's picks at hereandnow.org. We're also on Apple Music, or you can search for us on Spotify. Just look for NPR Here and Now.